Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check of the weather. We have weather. Quick check of the traffic. It's California traffic. Also, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. And if you'd like to, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, ouch, my handle. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to be presenting the Christian Outlook Connection, our breaking news with Salem Communications. On the phone with us is our very own Russell Shubin, who is the coordinator for Christian Outlook, not just the website, which, by the way, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com, but also the show, which airs right here on KPRZ on Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. I like the way that Russell says this. Get some coffee, get up in the morning, and hear what's going on. Russell, are you there with us?
I sure am. Great to be with you again.
Yeah, it's our privilege to have you on. I love having you on because there's a couple of great dynamics, and I'm getting some really good feedback from that. And the dynamic is what's going to be going on with 100-plus stations that Salem Communication has and pulling all of them together, and you're offering the best of the best of the best. What are we looking at the best of the best of the best coming up tomorrow?
Well, we're going to round out our coverage of Obamacare. Obviously, it has the launch of this website has been a nightmare that not even the harshest critics of Obamacare could have predicted. And we have coverage that is that looks at the launch of the website, but goes well beyond that.
Okay, so we're going past the portal problem, and I got to ask you this before we even get into the next subject. I heard, and you can tell me if this is true, because I'm like, all I can think of is the word ouch. I heard that there was only 6 people that signed up on day one. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's right. And the joke is that the Saturday Night Live skit was prophetic because they, in their humor, they said it was only designed for 6 at a time. And so they've had quite a bit of fun with it, but it is beyond embarrassing, and it's really alarming that with the amount of resources that have been poured into it, that they would have been this ill prepared to receive traffic and receive the signups that are intended. So when they look at the website, the gentleman that we have on the Outlook this weekend, a guy named by the name of Shelley Palmer, he talks about it that all it is a massive database. All the all the pictures, all the graphics, all they are interfaces to the database. And if it's this bad at this point, it is not a quick and easy fix. It is it may be much more than many people think. It's not just a crashing. It is a data infrastructure that is. That is not communicating well. And so he looks at the website, but we also have Denny Weinberg from, he's one of the founders of WellPoint. And he says he takes us to the next step and says, even if the website's fixed tomorrow, even if the database is fixed tomorrow, there are considerably more fundamental issues with Obamacare that are just, I want to say nightmarish. That is, if Obamacare fundamentally disrupts the market of the healthcare market to where it's hard to imagine how it can work. That is, if the 6 people that signed up where we started, David, do you think they were young, healthy people that are at age 20 that that don't need any healthcare coverage?
No. I mean, the reality is those 6 people, we know exactly. I mean, my rumor has it that one of them might even be somebody who's dancing in the adult entertainment industry.
Well, I don't know about that, but the healthcare works because all kinds of people who are healthy and don't need it buy it for the emergency that it is. And when you force young people who do not need it or try to push them through means of a penalty to buy something that is two times as expensive as they are accustomed to paying, and you need millions of them for the system to work, and you're launching something that is advertising that anybody with a pre-existing condition, please come. The first through the gates are going to be the people with needs, and we're compassionate to those people with needs, obviously. But the insurance system that has been created it's inconceivable that it will work with anything similar to the dynamic that has made the health insurance system work for the last 20 years. And Denny, one of those founders of WellPoint, as I said, and he speaks much more articulately than me on this. And he's really good.
You know, I find fascinating, and I know you're going to grasp this as soon as I go down this lane. But they were telling people, which, you know, I'm not sure I had a problem with or not, but they're telling people, hey, your kids can stay on your health insurance until they're 26, and they're encouraging kids to stay home at 26. And I happen to know for a fact that when you have a child that's 25 or 26, you can't get them to clean their room, let alone go to a website and sign up somewhere. It's like, really? How's that going to work?
Well, that's one of the other additional ironies. If you remember when Obama was for a young college age crowd, and he announced that young people can stay on till your parents' policy till you're 26, all the college age students there they cheered, and they cheered at length. It was just a huge last minute touchdown in a football game or something. But the irony is right now it's those same people who they need to sign up on their own for a very expensive policy. That is, you need the young and the healthy people to sign up through the healthcare exchanges in order to pay for all the people with pre-existing conditions and foreseeable medical needs that are coming in right now. And so it's the same people that you just mentioned that they need not only to sign up on their own, but they need them to pay two, three times what they're used to paying or used to just riding for free on their parents' policy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. That's a very interesting, very, very interesting slippery road. So I'm interested to hear what Denny has to say. What else you got going on the show?
Well, I want to say one more. I want to note one more on Obamacare, if I could, because this is kind of the thread that anybody who is a believer that's tuned into your program right now, and I know most of the people are people of faith that are tracking with KPRZ, is the Hobby Lobby story. I think it's probably not brand new to you, probably not brand new to your listeners, but I'll give a real brief update. Hobby Lobby is a chain of hobby stores, and it was founded by David Green, and they are a Christian family who also run a bookstore. The bookstore chain is the Mardells, and as far as I know, it's all more back east. But they've had a court challenge in on Obamacare. And their court challenge is grounded on their religious conviction against the abortifacient drugs that Obamacare mandates coverage of. And so what has happened is that in July, a district judge granted Hobby Lobby what they wanted. So the Hobby Lobby won in court, but Hobby Lobby has petitioned earlier this month. They have petitioned the Supreme Court that their case might go forward. And so this is a huge case to watch for all of us who are concerned, because the Mardell family and the Hobby Lobby company has really stuck their neck out on this, and they've stuck it out for a matter of principle. They've stuck it out for religious liberty that they don't want people who are Christians, just because you're not in ministry proper, just because you're in the business world, does not mean you should have to forfeit your religious convictions. So this is huge, and this is really perhaps primary for people of faith. That is, do we have a liberty in our country today to run a business with our that reflects our Christian convictions, and can we provide health care that does not serve to take innocent human life or arguably take innocent human life? There is a debate on some of these drugs.
Well, you know what's amazing about that, and I'm really hoping that everybody tunes in tomorrow at 5 a.m. and to 6 a.m. and listens to Christian Outlook. And I'll tell you something, people don't realize, but that one issue that you just brought up, if you take it out to its logical place, its logical conclusion, it's not, although this is, of all issues, very sore for many Christians, it's not just going to be this issue if the anti-Christian type of government prevails. It's going to go past that issue. It's going to go into Bible reading. It's going to go into Bible proclamation. It's going to go into having any kind of outward faith, any kind of expression of faith. It's going to go into places people have not yet dreamed of.
Absolutely. If you've noticed over the years, the president has talked about freedom to worship. And you and I both believe in freedom to worship. But our religious freedom in our country is not freedom to worship. Freedom to worship is what happens when you go in the two doors of your church and you have your worship service with your pastor and your co-congregants and you have a great time before the Lord. Religious freedom is what happens there, but it's what happens when you go out those doors and you can live your life with a full, vigorous expression of your faith in the marketplace of ideas, in your workplace, in your place of business as a business owner, to run it with conviction, with a belief before God that He'll smile on you and He will bless as He sees fit. But religious freedom is not limited to what happens in those doors, and this is a time that we need to really wake up and track with this case, obviously, but we need to track with the issue of religious freedom much more closely today.
Excellent. Excellent. That's really well said. And one of the things we've talked about on this show, we're coming on our one-year anniversary. We've talked about that the government is in a position trying to eliminate any impact or influence that the Bible has. I mean, they're trying to cut it down where we see life, where we see somebody being knitted in the womb as an essence in Psalm 139 of life. They're trying to eliminate any and all, trying to let adultery and fornication be the norm, trying to let these kind of things all be all that are contrary to Scripture, everything. They're just trying to chip at it piece by piece by piece. That's why I want people to know, especially if they get a passion for this, Russell, I really want them to get engaged anyway, but if you've got a passion for it, that's the Lord probably pulling on in your heart saying, get involved in this, be a part of this, be a part of this, so that we're not just through prayer, but some people need to actually get involved. No, we want them to get involved in a good way. So just starting to learn about it through Christian Outlook is a great place to embrace and learn what these cultural wars are and what the Christian outlook, the Christian viewpoint is supposed to be. And I think that's a key to the show. And then I know we only got about a minute left. Give me anything else. I know, and these are big issues, so I'm not taking away from them. Is there anything else that they need to be aware of for tomorrow's show?
I'm going to speak quickly on this one because you just you set the entry mat for this. There's a group of doctors in Quebec that are speaking out, that want to speak out against a potential euthanasia bill in Quebec, and they have been prevented from doing so. And they haven't been prevented from doing so because they are doctors. They have been prevented because it is a Christian Association of Doctors. And so it is a viewpoint discrimination that is trying to stand their ground against euthanasia. This is just north of the border, and it's a dynamic that we're seeing in our country as well. So, great stuff.
That's a huge. How enormous is that? I mean, this is north of the border, but it all seeps in, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal right there. Hey, Russell, I need you to commit to me. Next week we have Audio Adrenaline coming on Friday, but you're still going to come on next Friday, right? You're gonna. Okay.
That sounds great. It's great to be with you. Your listeners, hope you have a great weekend. And like I said, cup of coffee and join us for Christian Outlook in the morning.
Yeah, great job, Russell. And then we're going to talk to you next week. We'll probably do it probably about 2:30, 2:45 next week. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to our good friend Russell Shubin with Christian Outlook. The show, by the way, is on Saturdays, KPRZ, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. You can't miss it. The best information that's taking place in Christianity regarding the cultural war and how the Christian point of view is supposed to be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
It's not too early to start planning your holiday parties. Old Town's Cosmopolitan Hotel and Restaurant is a delightful and festive location that will have your holiday party singing. Events from 10 to 500 people are possible. Visit OldTownCosmopolitan.com for details.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of LifeOfValor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at LifeOfValor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB. You want me to just read through this list, or what do you want to know? Look, it. If you got a roof situation at all, new roof, old roof, okay, roof replacements, roof repairs, remodeling, doesn't matter. all the things that they do at Excalibur Roofing. Listen to this. All estimates are free. They take a look at your material. They tell you what it is. If you're not sure, well, I'm not sure where my roof's at. Call them. What? I mean, call them. Why would you not protect what's above your head? Of course you need to do that. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. I mean, literally, ExcaliburRoofing.com. Look at their site. It's very informative. You can put a contact us. There's a contact us form. You fill it out. They'll get in touch with you. Plus, if they look at your roof and they're evaluating it, I won't promise you that he'll give you a stick of gum, but I will promise you you'll get the best possible roofing response you can get. Because what they do is they care. They think every individual customer, every roofing project is serving unto the Lord. That's all you got to know right there. 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com. Which, by the way, I'm trying to talk. I have to talk Eric into coming in for an interview. It's like, dude, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to people. So anyway, he'll be coming in soon enough. So that is going on with that. All right, next on my list of, oh, I got so many things. I got so many things. It's just sometimes it's overwhelming. Let me tell you this next before we even get into any news. I got a little history. Got a little history for you. A lot of people don't know what November 1st is. I'm going to tell you what it is based on a secular presentation of it. I don't know if this is true or not. I've heard this is true. I don't know that this is true. But my understanding for November 1st, and Robin Paul, if I'm wrong, just chime in and go, you're wrong. But November 1st is supposed to be All Saints Day. All Saints Day. Now, first of all, not the New Orleans Saints, right? It's All Saints Day. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that.
Okay. This is what they're saying. It's a holiday. All Saints Day honors and recognizes all the saints of the Christian church, which were martyrs. Well, I got to tell you right now, if you got martyred for the cause of Christ, all the honor you want, you're getting. But it ain't here. The church sets aside this day to celebrate over 10,000 recognized saints. What? There's hundreds of thousands of people that have lost their life for Christ. Let's see. One of the reasons they moved it to November 1st, it used to be in May. And they moved it there in order to combat Halloween. That's an interesting thought. If that's true, that's interesting. Here's the next big piece of news, history news, and I bet you didn't know this one. In 1512, Michelangelo's painting on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was shown to the public for the first time. Did you know that? It was shown to the public right about 10 a.m.
I knew that.
Did you know that? 10,
no, I didn't.
10, 11 a.m., first art critic is heard from. There you go. See? Funny! Come on, that's funny! 1765, the Stamp Act, the first direct tax on American colonies, went into effect. 2015, the You're Breathing tax. That'll be it. That'll be the last one. You're
Stamp
breathing.
Act was the first step towards revolution.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be another tax about putting a plastic box on top of your head like the famous Brian K. Smith does. But I think that's just to keep all of his brains collectively between his ears. That's what I'm going with. 1870, the United States Weather Bureau made its first meteorological. What is with these words? Meteorological. That's not the right word either. Hey, they made their first weather observations. And do you know how they did that in 1870, the first weather observations?
Looked out the window.
That's it.
Pretty much the way we do our weather.
Let's do it right now. Yeah, the weather. That's how we do it. And then 1952, the United States exploded the first hydrogen bomb in a test in the Marshall Islands. Interesting. That's interesting stuff. Okay. Let's answer this. Professor X always gives me certain things. To read. And he sent me another piece. And so our Professor X always has these interesting little tidbits. You ever notice that? That Professor X always has these little words of wisdom. It's the way that he says them, too, with that sense of authority. Well, that's because he's Professor X. That's kind of what I'm going with. So listen to this. This is kind of an interesting thing. This is just for people who are going about. You're in the business world. You're Christian, so on and so forth. These are cool kind of little things to keep in mind. They're not biblical truths and should not be treated as such. But here's the list. Four falsehoods about success. Did you know there were falsehoods about success? Wow. Who knew? Right? Four falsehoods about success. I thought I'd read it because it's interesting. Tell me what you think of this. Because, Paul, you're in a career. You're young. You still have the next 60, 70 years ahead of you, and you may advance in your career. You want to know what's good things for success, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you want to know what's good. Here's a falsehood. Ready? Success. Here's falsehood number one. So it's a non-truth. Success comes from being in the right place at the right time. False. Success comes from being the right person in the right place. Ooh, I like that. That's good. That's good. I'll tell you the best thing in business. I can tell every person right now, if you did this one principle in business, you would be wealthy beyond your imagination. But I'm not talking about financial. Ready? You want me to tell you the one key to all business? You're thinking, sure, Dave. Yeah, whatever. You think I'm kidding? It's absolutely true. Ready? Right, here's the one key to all business. Ready? Find a need and fill it. Don't tell me. I know that's true. Find a need and fill it. Now, here's my business idea for somebody out there. You can steal my idea, but we will mention on the air that this is being recorded and logged with the Federal Communication whatever groupie. Here it is. Here it is. Somebody should come up with paper towels that on the inside of the paper towel, they're round and perforated so that you can punch them out and put them on the round bowls. So you don't have to put square paper towels on round bowls. Right? That's a need. I found that out last night as I was microwaving food. It's like, we need a round one. You know, that's somebody's got to come up with that. All right, number two, falsehood number two. Success is not within reach of the average person. Most people shortchange themselves when it comes to success. A lot of people don't believe they can be successful. They can do whatever they do and succeed at it. I don't know why you'd think that. You and the Lord, that's a majority. That's all you got to know. You and the Lord. If the Lord came down and it was you and the Lord, that would be a majority. Falsehood number three, success looks pretty much the same for everybody. That's ridiculous. Because everybody has a different definition of what success is. I think Christian success is not financial. I think Christian success is obedience. I would say a Christian is successful when they are most responsive to God. I don't know how that, you know, it's got nothing to do with money. I mean, come on, that's not money. Falsehood number four, success will be greeted by the approval of those around you. What? If you're successful, all your friends will dislike you. Your success now this is something that somebody else said in Hollywood. Your success incriminates those who are wasting their time and talents, and they may become resentful. That might be true. But these are four little keys. They're just little things to think about. No big deal. All right. And then what's our time frame here? We got 2 minutes? What do you got there? Because, okay, we got a little more time. So here's what I want to do. I don't want to miss this one little opportunity here. I want to make sure to communicate this with you. It's a very short DDD. So you got the principles of false principles of success. So you got that one. And then here's this short DDD that I want you to hear because it's kind of interesting. But I want you to think about this. Numbers chapter 20, verse 2 through 3. Ready? I might have to take an extra minute, but that's all right. Numbers chapter 20, verse 2 through 3. There was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves against Moses and Aaron. The people thus contended with Moses and spoke, saying, "If only we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord." Numbers chapter 20, verse 2 through 3. Did you hear that one phrase? If only. Do you know what if only means? This is what if only means. I'm going to teach you something, hopefully, or encourage you in something, hopefully, that will really help you. When you say if only, you're looking backwards with regret. When you say, if only God would have done this, if only this person would have said this, if only I would have pursued this, if only, doesn't matter what you do to fill in the blank, if you walk around going, if only, you're living in the past with regret. This is Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 through 3. There was no water for the congregation. They assembled themselves together against Moses and Aaron. The people thus contended with Moses and spoke, saying, if only we had perished when our brothers perished. That if only is a real key component in your language. You should listen for it. I try to listen for it. I don't do all that terrific, but I am doing a lot better in the last 10 years. I don't want to look back with regret because not only is that sinful, but it's kind of dumb. And sometimes I do kind of dumb stuff. I don't know about you, but I do. I do kind of dumb. Hey, RoboBall, you ever do anything dumb?
I've done a couple of things recently.
You mean in the last day? I do dumb stuff all the time. I'm more surprised when I don't do dumb stuff.
That is far more shocking, at least in my world.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So if you look back and you go, if only I'd have taken this position, if only I'd have done this, if only God would have done this, if only this person would have been like this, if only this happened, if only this, if only this. When you're doing if onlys, you're looking back in the past with regret. You're not helping anybody. You're not helping yourself. Here's a key that will help you. I only got a minute and a half left. Listen to this. Here's a key. Guess what? Ready? You can't change the past. Okay? You want to know why it's past? Because it has passed. Get it? The past, P-A-S-T, has passed. P-A-S-S-E-D. You can't change it. You can't. Here's what you can do. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Philippians 3:13. Now, Paul is making reference, of course, to his walk and his progression in his walk, but there is nothing wrong with understanding the principle. You can look backwards if you can look and see the grace and glory of God and say, praise the Lord, as you're looking backwards. But if you're looking backwards and saying, if only, you're looking back with regret, you're hindering yourself. Instead, those type of things, forget and push forward to what lies ahead, because God is not done. When he's done with you, he'll let you know. You won't let him know. Okay? Okay. That makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense to me. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. It's a softer, gentler, kinder David Spoon all day long. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Call Zero Res today to get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for $99 and get a 10-foot hall clean for free if you donate a can of food to a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mayron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mayron and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become a light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing amazing things, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest art official trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com, citylightscollectibles.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. That's San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to forget about Bible League International. I want you to make sure to take the time to think through what I'm about to say. It's very, very, very important. Bible League International is doing a fabulous, how do you say fantastic and fabulous together? Fantabulous. Fantabulous. Oh, thank you. They're doing a fantabulous job, thank you for that, RoboPaul, in getting the Word of God, the Bible, to people who are simply hungry for the Word of God, being persecuted for their faith. And what we're doing with them is every time somebody is donating $35, we're able to get a Bible into the hands of people who are simply hungry for the Word of God, not trying to get away from their very own persecution. They're just looking for more of the Word, and they're looking for us to help them. You can call 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, or you can go to 1-800-YES-WORD.com. Now, that's a website. You actually put in 1-800-YES-WORD.com. You'll get all the information about what we're talking about. You'll fully understand why we're committed to this project, and you'll get a handle on what we can do to help our brothers and sisters who are not asking for anything, not asking to be taken out of the country, nothing like that. They're just asking for more Bibles. And that's a pretty good deal. So I'm supporting that. I'm encouraging everybody to do that. And everybody who knows me or has ever listened to this show knows how important I think the Bible is, because I think it's what man needs to live by. Not every word that every piece of bread, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what I think we need to do. All right. So that being said, then the other part being said, by the way, RoboPaul, don't forget that Tuesday is the one-year anniversary. It'll be 1 year that we've been doing the David Spoon Experience. Now, you've run the show. It's you and Robo Producer. You guys have run the show. I've had Heather run it once, and I've had, let's see, we've had Techno Todd run it maybe three or four times. And I think Jeff Jedi Jeff ran it once. But how does it feel? Do you like running the show? Is it weird? What's it like?
This is me being 100% honest. It's the highlight of my workday.
Is it the very first part of your workday, so that it's the highlight because it's the first thing you do when you come in?
No, it's actually about the middle of my day, but it's something I look forward to every day.
Well, I think that's only because we're nutty. What do you think? Something like that?
We like to have fun on the show.
We like to have fun. Yeah, it could be about 3:50. So yeah, I don't know. We're weird. All right. So a couple things, though. The one thing we do here, since I've been here almost a year, is I always try to make sure everybody's birthday gets mentioned. And I will tell you this. In the station, in the month of October, no birthdays. No birthdays in the whole that I'm aware of, that except for Judy's. I think we missed Judy's. Oh, I'll have to get back to that because I'm going to have to do a Judy, like a Judy Garland, you know, kind of thingy on there. But anyway, the two birthdays that are coming up are both Jordan's birthday. Now, Jordan puts all the commercials in play, and also Shirley's birthday. So Jordan's birthday is on Monday. Shirley's birthday is on Wednesday. And why is Brian walking across the glass with a big thing? What are you doing, Brian? It's like watching I Love Lucy when they're walking back with the plants back and forth. Anyway, so in honor of Jordan, I've got the top five Jordans, and in honor of Shirley, I got the top five Shirleys. Here we go. In honor of Jordan, number five for Jordan, Jordan Henson played the lead role in Disney's original ice skating film, Go Figure. Jordan Peele, cast member of Mad TV. Jordan Pruitt, Disney pop singer. Jordan Knight, one of the kids, new kids on the block singer. An honorary mention, by the way, Jordan Eberle and Jordan Stahl, both NHL players. Don't want to forget those guys, right? Okay, can't forget those. But the number one Jordan for Jordan, there's only one place you can go when you're talking about Jordan. There is no other place to go. I don't know what else to tell you. I'd say Jordan Almonds. That wouldn't be true. It's Michael Jordan. He's always the right number one Jordan, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, come on. And then Shirley. Shirley's a little easier. And we'll do a top five for Shirley. Shirley is going to have Shirley Booth, who was actually TV's Hazel. You don't know who Hazel was, do you? She was okay. That I can't. Everybody who's listening to my voice who knows who Hazel was, just smile. Just smile. It's easier. That's Shirley Booth. Shirley Bassey, the jazz singer, also for her theme songs. Watch this. You'll know this: Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker. Ooh, that's pretty good. Also, Shirley Jones, musical actress who starred as the mom of the Partridge Family. Don't forget her. Additionally, Shirley Colley, American country music singer and yodeler, who was also married to Willie Nelson for a while. But the number one Shirley, by the way, we skipped Shirley MacLaine on purpose. The number one Shirley is Shirley Temple. Curly Top and Heidi received a Juvenile Academy Award. Juvenile Academy Award. It sounds like it's an Academy Award for somebody that's bad. How can they say that? Just Academy Award, 1935. She also became a United States Ambassador in 1974. So happy birthday to both Jordan on Monday and Shirley on Wednesday. What do you think? That's the way to
Very
do
nice.
It, right? We take care of family, don't we? We do. Okay, what do I got left? Well, I got like 2 minutes, right? Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, let me give you this. I decided to opt out of news. I'm opting out. How's that? I've opted out of news. Dave, you're supposed to give current events. Okay, ready? Here's the current event. Go spend time with Jesus. How about that? That's a current event. What? There's something wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. That's what we should all be doing. I'll close it out with these few things. You have not heard this before. This is very funny. In 1957, on this day, the Mackinac Island Straits Bridge between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas opened to traffic. As soon as it opened up and the top saw what the bottom was like, there was a toll booth erected. So in order to get into upper Michigan, you had to pay. 1959, you didn't know this, it's a hockey fact. Jacques Plante, the goalie for the Montreal Canadiens, had been hit in the face so many times, he's the first person to ever bring a plastic face mask into hockey on this day in 1959. How's that? Good fact you didn't know. Also, Elvis Presley. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is it the weekend yet? Elvis Presley hit number one with his United States with Suspicious Minds. And then finally, Elton John, not very excited about his lifestyle, but liked the music he did produce. He had Island Girl as a number one hit in 1975. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to go out with a DDD because that's the way we should handle the weekend. Or if we don't go out with that, we also might have a comedy bit. So we're going to discuss that during the break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Great song choice, my friend. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Too much, baby.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
He recycles everything, even his steely looks. His dive partner is a great white, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The green guy reminds you, recycling your oil and oil filter together is easy with hundreds of free local drop-off locations from the County of San Diego Recycling.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chock full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Cart.
Someone loves you, even when you don't think so.
It's the Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th, at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know you got to.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart, Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, calvaryoceanside.org.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-599-0500. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, I was thinking about I could play a little comedy routine to kind of hit the weekend running that way. But you know what? I've decided I really feel like I want to share this one little DDD. So if you don't mind, I'm going to send us out on a DDD. It's a pretty interesting one because I think it will illustrate to us a great truth. This is the DDD, so you might want to write this down in the scripting notes. Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 6. Numbers 21, verses 4 through 6 says this. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient because of the journey. So the people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, there's no water, and we loathe this miserable food. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many of the people of Israel died. And I know you're thinking, wait a minute, you're supposed to be sending me out on the weekend on an up note. Relax. Take a deep breath. Here it is. The people became impatient because of the journey. First and foremost, as Christians, let's remember this. We need to remember that we are God's masterpiece. We are not our own artwork. We were talking about the Sistine Chapel. Guess what? You are God's masterpiece. He is the artist. He's doing the work on the canvas. You are the canvas. I am the canvas. Let's let the artist do the artistic work. That's the big thing, number one. So when we become impatient, we should pull it back and remember the Lord takes us at the pace and process that he knows is best for us. By the way, here's a side note I don't want you to forget. Remember people always go talk about the journey? You know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. It's the journey. Let me tell you something as a Christian. Baloney. To say for the Christian that it's not the destination is to minimize eternity. If you're thinking this is about your journey, you're wrong. Jesus said eternal, eternity, heavenly, in all of those terms, five times more than he talked about everything else. Five times more than he talked about love. He talked about eternity, which for those that are reading the Bible every once in a while, you'll be like, no, it's not true. Just read it. Anytime you want to talk about it on the show, I'll be glad to. Journey is important, but not nearly as important as the destination. Ask the guy on the cross who died next to Jesus. Number two, they spoke against Moses and God. This is worse than simply complaining. It means that the people were speaking in opposition or contrary or adversely or hostile towards God. We don't want to speak towards the Lord in a hostile fashion. If you want to complain and then deal with the Lord on your sin of complaining, that's one thing. I think speaking against the Lord is highly, highly dangerous. And I would encourage you not to do that. Verse 6, and this is the part that people aren't going to like. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so many of the people of Israel died. Here's a thought. Let's not encourage God to send biting things in our lives as a way to get our attention or get us to respond. Let's not encourage God to send biting things into our lives. Do a little less complaining, a little more praising, a little more thankfulness. Now, maybe you'll go on the freeway and you'll go on the ramp. And while you're on there, somebody will stop and try and back up. And when you're not willing to do it, maybe they'll share their middle fingers with you like they did with me. And maybe when you go by, they'll not only glare at you, but look at you as though if eyes could kill, you'd be dead. Okay. And at the same time, maybe you just say, thank you, Lord, that you protected me. Because I was aware this person was going to back up and try and run me over. So there's a couple of ways you can look at things. Here's my encouragement. Let's not encourage God to send biting things into our lives. That's just a great idea. Let's not complain so much as to be so impatient on the journey that we're telling God how to be God. And let's not speak against God. I say we say praises instead of reasons for complaints. After all, if you're listening to my voice, you should thank God because he gives you the opportunity to live, not just now, but for all eternity. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's a quick twist. We're exiting right now. We want to thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Guess what? We're actually taking, we used to say a 72-hour break. It's an extra hour because of daylight savings on Sunday. Don't forget, we'll see you Monday where the insanity starts all over again. God bless you.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate.